Story for children or adults full of faith. The Sinful Fisherman. His final farewell to this life was an act of thanks to the sacramental Jesus, who in a miracle of infinite love opened him to the doors of salvation. The sunrise over our little village on the Spanish Mediterranean coast was somehow different that morning. All the villagers knew it. We, children back then, awoke at the first glimmer of the rising sun and leapt to the window to peer through a crack onto the beautiful seascape. Solemn and majestic, the sun poured out its rays through the palm branches and over the immense waters in tones of rose and gold, the colors of dawn. Yes, there was something about that morning that set it apart from the usual ho-hum routine. There was a deep-down feeling of vivacious joy mixed with peaceful concord, for it was the day of Corpus Christi, always solemnly celebrated in Mediterranean regions. As the city awoke, preparations began for the procession. The children ran about collecting wildflowers, while the ladies hung out beautiful tapestries from the windows and balconies of their homes, and decked the main streets with myrtle leaves and rose petals. The men, along with Father Manuel, our parish priest, prepared the sites where the little altars would be set up for the Blessed Sacrament to rest along the way. The atmosphere was festive and sincerely religious, and all of us villagers were united for the one purpose of making the ceremony as beautiful as possible. All of us, that is, except one, and everyone knew who it was: Vincent the Fisherman. He appeared on the scene and looked on scornfully. "Well, good day to you, Mr. Vincent," one of the ladies chided. "Not a moment too soon. What happened? Did you lose track of time? Come and help us." "Help? Look here," he scoffed. "You know that this is not my type of thing. I'm going fishing." "Fishing? But that is what you do every day," came the reply. "Today is a special occasion." "I already said I'm going fishing," he mumbled as he swung his net over his shoulder. "The sea is good today. I'm not going to press my luck." Vincent was not easy to convince. I remember that we all exchanged knowing looks and shook our heads. "Just let him be, Maria," someone spoke up. "He never goes to church. He's not going to change his mind today." "But I have faith that he will end up going." "Amen," everyone responded. "May God hear your prayer, Maria," concluded Father Manuel. And the preparations continued. The Mass was to begin at 3 in the afternoon following the solemn procession. At 2:30, everyone was in place, including the band, whose members busily tuned their instruments. With the chiming of the bells in the church tower, the celebration began. What peace, what blessing, what happiness flowed out on all the people. Even today, I remember everything just as if it had happened yesterday. But the most astonishing moment was to come at the end of the procession. Just as the Divine Savior, hidden under the sacred species, was crossing the threshold to re-enter the church, borne by Father Manuel in a beautiful monstrance, Vincent was returning from his adventures on the high seas. The seriousness in the air, created by the magnitude of the pious act, irritated the poor fisherman's bitter and callous soul, and with depraved disrespect, he called out after the Blessed Sacrament, "What is this? Can't you walk by yourself? You still need to be carried at your age?" Such an act of insolence could not go unpunished. At that very instant, the reply of the omnipotent Lord was made manifest before one and all. An infectious sore immediately opened up on the leg of the blasphemer. Two men were obliged to leave the procession to give him a hand because he could no longer hold himself up. God was carried by the priest with love, and he, in the peak of vigor and of his youth, was carried away in humiliation on a stretcher. An emergency surgery was performed, and his leg was cut off in order to avoid fatal gangrene. But as high as the doctor cut, the infection had already risen higher, and it was becoming impossible to hold back its deadly march. The lesson has been severe, but just, and above all, efficacious. The same Jesus who years before went about doing good, restoring sight to the blind and movement to paralytics, pardoning sins and transforming the hardest hearts, also knew how to restore Vincent's spiritual health by sapping his bodily strength. When, a few days later, Father Manuel invited me to accompany him in bringing viaticum to the sick man, I came upon a familiar, yet so different, fisherman. His eyes were dimmed with fever and sickness, but his heart burned with true repentance for the horrible sin he had committed. What an outstanding difference! That arrogant and incredulous man had repented through suffering and through prayer had turned back to God. How I would like to show all the sinners of the world over, even the most hardened ones, the moving scene that remain engraved within me. His final farewell to this life was an act of thanks to the sacramental Jesus, who in a miracle of infinite love, saved him from the flames of condemnation, opening him to the gates of eternal blessedness. This story for children or adults full of faith is taken from the Heralds of the Gospel magazine from August 2014.